Thank you, and welcome, and thank you for this opportunity to talk to you a bit about data science and machine learning. It's a great opportunity, a great day, that we have such a coming together of developers, students, startups, who are looking for some guidance about what the future holds for us. And that future is really based around data. And it's great that we've seen today a lot of hands-on examples of code, starting the whole day with a demonstration of using our machine learning and Cortana Intelligence suite, some real code to get us started. But I want to spend this next half hour just giving a bit of an overview, a bit of an introduction to what it is, this underlying the technology of the future. And for me, I see that that is data. But data by itself is only the raw material that we are going to be working with. And we need a collection of tools that help us turn that data into intelligent applications. Data scientists are today's breed of developers who are turning data into intelligent actions. Data scientists, I'm a data scientist, I've been a practicing data scientist, if we use that sort of more modern term, but a data miner, an analytics, a machine learning researcher for many, many years. And I've recently joined Microsoft to set up the Center of Excellence, a data science laboratory, as a hub here in Singapore, supporting the data science rollout across the Asia Pacific region. I come from having worked for many years, most recently with the Australian government as the lead data scientist for the government's Center of Excellence in Data Analytics, and working in the Australian Taxation Office and other agencies setting up data science teams. It's really an exciting time for data scientists. What is a data scientist, though? We transform data into information. And that information is transformed into knowledge. And the tools that we use to transform data into information and then into knowledge are a suite of tools, many based around our machine learning capabilities and tool sets, as well as statistical tools. And then through wisdom, we turn that knowledge into intelligent action. Science is about breaking our world up into small parts and understanding the world by understanding those small parts. And then through a philosophy, we aggregate our understanding of those components. We bring that together to have a broader and comprehensive understanding of our world. And what we do as data scientists is to build models of the world. And those models come from the data that we have available to us. Machine learning is a fundamental tool that we use to build those models of the world, just as with Lego bricks. We build architectural models, perhaps, that are a representation of what's really happening out there. But here we've got a massive collection of data today, and today's the right time. We've got so much capacity to collect masses of data, but it's adding that value there. So what is machine learning? Well, we're not here to do machine learning 101, but I do like people to get a flavor of what we're talking about. Because the basic concept is not really all that difficult. The mathematics behind all of this is quite complex. But the basic idea is easy for us all to understand. So we can think of machine learning as taking masses of data, collections of data, data that represent something about the real world, observations of the real world. And we use this really simple example here. We've got a collection of data that we might call a training set. And our machine learning algorithms take that historic data, data that we've all collected, all organizations today collect data. We can take that data and we want to look for patterns. We want to look for structure in that data. And the tools that we use build these models. They try to find those patterns. They try to find a representation of the real world in a simplified form, of course, because the real world is so complex. But we want to find a representation of the real world that we can then use to reason about what's happening in that world. And through that, to act intelligently. The simplest of models might be to partition our population of training samples into two classes, the class A, class B, or the class of salmon, the class of tuna in our example here. We have to find some variables in our data that distinguish the two classes. Here, it might be the fat content of the fish or the length of the fish. And then we can find a model. And our model here is just a straight line, a very simple model. But in reality, what we're doing in machine learning is just generalizing that with some very sophisticated mathematical algorithms called machine learning. Once we have a model, of course, the model isn't of no use unless we can actually operationalize it. And we use the model to then take a new sample. We find ourselves in a new situation as a robot or as an intelligent agent or as a bot. And in that new environment, we have to work out what to do. In the simplest of cases, that's deciding, are we in this top class or are we in the bottom class? And once we know where we sit in that framework, we can reason about delivering some intelligent actions from that. So very quick introduction to machine learning. You'll come across terms like classification, regression, recommender systems, anomaly detection. These are different types of application areas that machine learning is applied to deliver knowledge representations that we can then reason over to deliver these intelligent applications. And these tools are becoming available to us all. Data scientists have been using such tools for a long time. And of course, the data scientist job is multi-skilled. We have skill sets coming from computer science, and I often get into trouble, but I emphasize that a lot of what we're doing is programming with data. We need development environments that support us to program with data. And on top of that, we have developing graphical user interfaces that support that. But we also have to have a statistical understanding. We have to be business analysts, computer scientists, data miners, database experts. We need to know SQL. We need to know about today's generation of non-unstructured data, Hadoop, Cassandra, and so on. So we need to be multitasked, multi-skilled, to bring results from the analysis of data. We also need to be able to visualize data. So a data scientist at the top of the chain tends to be a very skillful operator across many disciplines. And that's been somewhat of an issue. There is such a shortage of such skilled data scientists, and yet it's recognized over and over again. The Harvard Business Review. Forbes recently as well recognized data scientists as the best job to pursue in 2016. Last year it was the best job to pursue in 2015. It's an increasingly sought after skill set. And why is that so? Because every organization on the planet today depends on data. Every organization depends on data, and they advance through the use of that data. And it's taken, you know, we recognized that 30 years ago when I started as a machine learning researcher. Living and breathing data was what it was all about. It's taken us quite a while to get the foundations there, to get the technology out there. But the time is now. Now is the time where everything is dependent on developing intelligent applications from the analysis of data. One of the most widely used tool sets today for analyzing data, and that is becoming commoditized, it becoming available or has been available to everyone, and importantly is now something that Microsoft recognized a year ago, and Microsoft now stands behind this open source toolkit called R. R is part of the ecosystem of open source technologies that have been used for data science for decades. And that suite of tools and the power of data science is the freedom that these tools give us to innovate, to get in open source. We can get in and change the code to suit our particular analysis if we have those capabilities. And as developers, as software engineers, as programmers, we have those capabilities to go in and change our world the way that we need to change it to deliver our intelligent actions. So R is a software system, statistical software package developed by statisticians originally, but now widely used. And it's interesting to see its growth over the last 15, 20 years. Back when I started being involved in the R project 20 years ago, using it for the analysis of large data sets in organizations, there was only perhaps a few thousand users. Today, through no marketing effectively, but through the organic growth, through the grassroots, realizing the power of this language and bringing it into many organizations, sometimes fighting various battles about bringing open source into large organizations. Today we have hundreds of thousands of users. It's hard to gauge how many users there are, but hundreds of thousands of users. There's 7,000 packages that are contributed by some of the world's leading statisticians that are part of this open source community delivering capability to do data science. And it's vendor independent and future proof. Yes, Microsoft is making a very strong statement, standing behind and supporting this open source software system, this programming language for programming with data. It's one of a suite. It's providing the platform so that we can use R, we can use Python, together with vendor-provided analytics suites, such as Microsoft's Azure ML machine learning suite, in a common platform that wraps it up in an end-to-end environment, which is the whole Cortana Intelligence suite running on the Azure platform. And we have to just be a little wary of some of the heritage that is carried, some of the baggage that has been there with open source. It has suffered from vested vendors who were seeing their monetization models being challenged by open source. This particular quote from a few years ago now was trying to make the point that, gee, this is open source software, you better not trust it. In fact, you could trust this software, some would argue, more so because some of the world's greatest statisticians have looked at the software. They know what it is doing. And closed source software doesn't give us that opportunity to have a lot of people vetting the software. The particular quote here suggested by this marketing representative of a vendor that, boy, they were glad that freeware, they actually meant open source software, and there's differences technically around that, but freeware, they're happier that that's not being used to design engines that are about to catch an aeroplane. A few days after, of course, one of the major manufacturers of engines came out to say, well, actually, we do use open source software, and in particular, we do use R. And it's a common story about the use of open source software. Most organizations today are using open source software. It took me 3 years to bring an open source platform into an organization, the Australian Taxation Office, when I joined there about 12 years ago. 3 years to get over a lot of hurdles and a lot of fear about the use of open source software, unfounded fear. Today, having done that, we see the benefits that we gain and can deliver from open source. In fact, every tax return lodged in Australia today is risk scored by a panel of open source models, models developed in R, to risk score the likelihood of the tax return being fraudulent, or to look at a tax return interacting with the taxpayer online to give advice to the taxpayer as they're lodging the tax return. Another example, I assisted the Australian Department of Immigration in setting up their data science team quite a few years ago. They developed a fantastic group of people, brought them together, developers, to build this data science team. And if you go to that article online there, they talk about their senior executive talks about the department having purchased $15 million worth of software that's gathering dust, and yet they delivered for less than $1 million a production system that today, whenever anyone is boarding an aircraft to Australia, your data is being sent to that system to be reviewed, to be analysed, to be risk scored, so that when you arrive, maybe you need to be interviewed a little bit more carefully, or in really severe cases, turned around. So those models were developed in R, and they run in production daily. So it's a platform that is robust and provides the capabilities that we as data scientists are looking for. And there's no reason why we should stay with R. Python is growing in its popularity of machine learning tools that support the data scientist. And these are now being integrated and supported on the Microsoft platform for the data scientist. It's a platform that not only supports that machine learning and the data science components, but it does the whole end-to-end part of the data science. And that's been something that's missing. From data ingestion, data management, to data visualization, to deployment of the models. Our vision is to transform from end to end your data into intelligent action. And that means that we want to handle any data. We want to handle any analytics, irrespective of whether it might be some Microsoft research developed latest machine learning algorithm for doing XGBoost or support vector machine or deep learning neural networks. That technology, we want it there in the hands of people, available on a platform for them to use as the technology becomes available. That's what data scientists and developers are often keen to do. We want to play, we want to use and experiment with the newest technology, and to very quickly determine, yes, this is going to do something interesting for us, or no, let's have a look at other approaches. And to any scale, small data, big data. Not everything is about big data. Small data is sometimes considerably more important than big data. It's data that is important, and understanding that data. Any speed, any location. And another important aspect of any of our vision is any location. How do we support both on-premise and where we're moving to into the future, the cloud, and indeed providing a hybrid approach. And we want any source, so the best of open source, the best in class enterprise grade software. So that's the vision. How are we delivering that? We see the Cortana Intelligence Suite as the future for the data scientists. It includes access to big data and analytics, the data lakes, on-prem connectivity, and so on. The second pillar is then SQL Server, SQL 2016, which has an enormous installed base across the world, but now has access to R as well. And in particular, the Microsoft R Server that Microsoft now stands behind, an open source product that is available to anyone out there to use for free. But as you need the assurance and the end-to-end support for building models and delivering intelligent solutions, then Microsoft offers that capability. So each of those three pillars, we've got the Cortana Intelligence Suite, which covers the end-to-end aspects in the cloud of doing data science, beginning with managing our information properly, ingesting the data from wherever that data may live, and that ingestion may be seamless. It may be the data lives on-prem, but whether it lives on-prem or partially in the cloud or a hybrid of the two, we ingest that data from wherever it is. We support big data stores, so as data becomes larger, we know the benefits that we gain from using Hadoop-type platforms, whether it's a Cloudera Hadoop or HD Insights. We can migrate from them easily within this platform as we see the different benefits from those different platforms. And then we add in the suite of tools that the data scientists rely on these days. And those suite of tools ranging from the vendor-provided products, but importantly from the massive amount of open source analytics, data mining, machine learning capabilities that are being developed by the likes of people in this audience. Anyone can contribute to these packages, but statisticians and computer scientists, developers around the world contributing to a marketplace, if you like, of algorithms that we want to be able to pick and choose as we see fit in doing our data science. And then moving to delivering automated, intelligent applications. Applications that not only make a decision about whether you're this type of fish or that type of fish, but based on that decision, taking some kind of action automatically without the human necessarily being involved, guiding me as I navigate through the world. And then delivering information to human experts as well to support their decision making. So we saw, and it was fantastic to see the day starting with hands-on coding, and then to hear the vision from Satya of what the future is going to look at, one of the world's great visionaries today, showing us a glimpse of that future world. And the interesting concept of how do we be in this place and yet physically in one place and virtually in another place seamlessly. And imagine how we interact with the world in different ways and having information being fed to us, being supplied to us, intelligent decisions, intelligent knowledge, interacting with us as we interact with the world. It's all based on the analysis of data. And so the mobile first, cloud first, mobile being able to go from platform to platform, environment to environment, being mobile in our world, wherever that might take us. And SQL Server now being the first cloud-born release of SQL Server 2016, from my data scientist point of view though, incorporating the ability to run in database models, model building, analytics, using the R open source software. so that we can use all of the tools that we saw in our first demonstration today, migrate them to our SQL Server databases. And then Microsoft R Server, write once, deploy anywhere, giving us the ability to develop our R code, maybe completely in the first instance in the open source world. Maybe it's running on one of our Azure Linux data science virtual machines or a Windows data science virtual machine. These are available there now for anyone to fire up. They will provide the suite of open source tools that we often use in doing data science. With a push of a button, we have a data science server there available to us very, very quickly. So I want to, that's a bit of an introduction of data science and the importance of open source and how that is being incorporated into a platform that provides an end-to-end capability so that data scientists focusing on developing the models are couched, if you like, within the right context for business, the data management side of things, and the data and intelligent application delivery at the other end are provided by this platform for the data scientist. So I see Cortana Intelligence Suite as the place for doing data science into the future. Now I'd like to, I know there's a lot of developers in the audience, students, startups. I would really encourage everyone to have a look at what we can do using Cortana Intelligence Suite and Azure ML. If you navigate to this web page that we've got there, you can create a free account. Indeed, you can create a free Azure ML workspace that will live forever for you. It will give you 10 gigabytes, I think it is, of storage. So it's not a lot, not a serious amount of storage for business, but it gives you the capability of going in there and exploring that end-to-end capability of deploying Azure and machine learning and R and Python applications in the kind of interface that we saw from Dr. Zhao Feng in the first demonstration today. So that's the Cortana Intelligence Suite and the ability to go in and do some actual exploration on that platform right now in the cloud. You'll find there also something called the Cortana Intelligence Gallery. So not only are we providing tools, but there's a growing platform of, or a growing gallery of templates, if you like, that have been developed by ourselves in Microsoft, but also contributed by many of our developers worldwide. Templates that can be used to perform particular tasks, like we saw churn, telecom churn, or demand forecasting templates. Templates that other people have developed for their business applications, but are readily usable by others to simply get them started on the analysis of their own data. And I want to finish with a challenge. If you have an interest, and I hope you do, in developing an understanding of data science and exploring some of the tools that we have available, have a look at the competition, the Cortana Intelligence competition. You can see the URL there. It's aka.msdecodesignals. It's a competition open to anyone to analyze some real-world data. This is real data that has come from neurosurgery. And the aim is to allow people to explore that data to see if we can look for ways of improving the healthcare outcomes for patients undergoing neurosurgery. There are prizes associated with this as well. It's free to enter. You can create your free Azure account, access this data, and lodge your applications, your discoveries. And I'd encourage everyone, as seeing that as a interesting entree to getting a little bit of experience around what data science and machine learning is about. You can explore the tools and make use of those tools to develop real models on that data and get an insight into what the future will hold for us from data science and machine learning through turning data into intelligent applications. Thank you very much.